Good evening, everyone. How are we today? So before I start, I just want to wish my beautiful daughter a happy birthday today. Angie, love you. Just embarrass her. I'm blessed with awesome looking children and Vinny. So he's used to it. He's got tough skin. So yeah, we'll just start reading Romans 15, verse just 1 to 5 for now. Romans 15. Romans 15. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbour, for he is good for edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Just say a word in prayer and we'll continue on. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day, Lord, that we can come here, Lord, out of the cold. And we do thank you for your lovely hymns. And Lord, we do ask you to be with us today as we trying to get something out of your word. Father, we do love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, yeah, just the preaching's about, you know, how we go about helping others who are weak. And I believe that Paul here is actually talking about the saved brothers, obviously, but we could also extend that to unsaved people, to people who are struggling, people who are backsliding, and obviously, you know, new Christians. I'm not saying that I've finally made it, that I'm strong in the faith, but there comes a time where we do need to grow up in Christ, as in, you know, there's time where we need to just stand up and live Christian lives and grow with grace and knowledge about, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, you know. I mean, even years ago, before I got saved, like, found out that my wife was pregnant with Vinny. I mean, like, not my wife then, but yeah, Crystal was pregnant with Vinny. And, you know, when I found out, it's like, it was exciting, best time of my life. And it was, as an unsaved person, I purposed in my heart to quit, you know, all the hard drugs and, you know, whatnot, and just to be a responsible dad. But obviously I still, you know, drank and done all the other soft drugs, so you say. But, you know, as a non-believer, you know, I could still purpose in my heart to do something. So, you know, as a Christian, I feel the same way. You know, we should purpose in our heart that we should walk close to God every day and just, you know, see what, you know, he has for us. It's just exciting. I could keep saying, because I'm excited about God. So if you're a Christian, you know, like, been a Christian for 5-10 years and you hardly touch the Bible, you know, or hardly, you know, talk to people about God, it's just shame on you. I know I'll probably get backlash for that, but I believe that we need to talk to people about God. It's really important that we didn't just get saved to just scrape it into heaven, you know, like, oh, I'm glad that's over. You know, it's not all about that. It's about giving all we have, you know, like, Jesus paid it all. At least we could do is give something back. You know, we know we could never give as much as we should, or we know we can't give everything that he's done for us back, but I believe we could try our guts out, you know, have a go, so to speak, you know, like, yeah. So do we live for others? I don't know, you know, or do we take on the world philosophy, as in, you know, just everything's about me? You know, we quite easily to just be selfish as as people, as just humans. It's human nature. Or, you know, it's way too easy to please ourselves in this day and age with all the creature comforts. And usually what we want or we need, we go out and get it straight away. You know, and like, we're so complacent. I mean, it says, you know, and we are very selfish and we are all built that way. It is easy to love people who are like-minded, like, especially in this place like this, you know, like, it's easy to love people that love us, you know, and that's no hard thing. But how are we going about with loving people who are down and outers, or people who hardly can't, you know, cannot be loved, or, you know, it's easy to love people who have the same interests as you and same hobbies, same jobs, or same, you know, the same walk of life. But it's, you know, it's very, very difficult to love some people, you know. And we need to try, and I believe it's God wants it that way and he commands it that way. Because it's actually one of the commands, you know, love thy God with all thy heart, and mind and soul, and second of all, you know, love thy neighbour as thyself, it says in Matthew 22. So if we're not doing that, we're actually, you know, not being obedient to the word, are we? So even, anyway, verse says in, verse 2, let every one of us please his neighbour for his good to edification, for even Christ pleased not himself. So yeah, for even Christ never pleased himself. He was always living for others. He was healing the sick. He was making the blind to see. He was healing lepers and all that. And he should be our benchmark, as in to follow. You know, Christ should be up there where we could, you know, everywhere we go, you know, we try to live Christ-like. And yeah, and just to do, or even just to imitate what Christ did, you know, all the way to, you know, cross to die for our sins should be our benchmark, I reckon. And we know Paul was doing that because we've read it throughout the scriptures that he was beaten to death, he was prisoned, he was whipped, he was lashed, what did it say, 5 times, 40 times, minus one. He was shipwrecked. And he was, yeah, he was just suffering for Christ everywhere he went. And it's, yeah. And, I won't be here long because, once again. And my last and final point, I suppose, it's absolutely, in this day and age, it cost us nothing to preach the word. You know, like, back in the day, you know, you got killed or stoned or whipped. But now we can just preach the word so freely, and no one, I mean, what, you're going to get a door slam in your face, you know, like, whoa, boo-hoo-hoo, you know. I'm just, it's this day and age we got the liberty to do so, and yet we're all complacent. Like, I'm speaking to myself, and I think we can all do more for Christ, especially coming up with Friend Day and just to labour for him. If you want to see people saved, you actually need to do some labouring, do some sowing, do some planting, you know, and watering, and God gets the increase, as we know. And yeah, no, we just praise God for that. So yeah, no, that's it, that's all I got. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you for the time.